Hello there, welcome to Look and See. My name's Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I aim to publish at least one photograph a day with that photograph taken that day. The subtitle for Look and See is A Pictorial View of Life in Rural Australia, and today is no exception. Today is September the 21st. I know this sounds like a broken record, but it was once again another beautiful day in New England, New South Wales. The morning started off with a bit of a frost, minus one, getting up to 20 degrees Celsius during the day. So that's 30 to 68 Fahrenheit. A fair bit of a temperature range there, but that's what happens this time of year as the temperature warms up, moving from winter to spring. Well, today I found that the Indigophora australis, a little plant that grows, or one specimen of which grows in the Dog Run, had flowered in the past 24 hours. I know this because I just happened to look at it yesterday and it hadn't flowered, but this morning there it was in all its pinkish glory. They say that the crushed leaves, when added to water, have stunned fish and eels. So I'm not quite sure what it's got in it, but it must be pretty potent. It's a pretty little purpley pinky flower. A very sparse leaf arrangement. It looks very delicate plant. It's about 1 meter, 3 feet tall, but it looks like a breath of wind would blow it over. There are several other specimens around the property. I haven't had a look at them in the last day, but I anticipate that they'll be coming into flower at around the same time. This one might be a little early because I tend to water it when I give the dog some fresh water in the morning. I sometimes empty out the previous water bowl onto this Indigophora australis, so it gets a bit more water than the other specimens. The next photograph is the first of three that I took at lunchtime. I've entitled today's series of photographs At the Showground, even though the first one wasn't. But I had a bit of a walk around the Armadale Showground, trying to find things that aren't normally seen. The showground is a very large piece of ground, about one block in size, with a few buildings used to exhibit produce at the Armadale Show, and gets used for various other shows during the year, the motor show and woodwork show, etc. I didn't have much time, so I didn't get to have a good poke around the place, but I found these couple of pieces of farm machinery. The one in the foreground looks like a disc plough of some arrangement, and the one at the back seemed to be some sort of baling device to bale hay or whatever. Couldn't quite see how it worked. I could see where the bales passed through a chute, but I couldn't see where the hay was fed into it. So whether that was done manually or not, I just don't know. The next photograph is just caught my eye. Very strange arrangement of taps, four taps strategically arranged from one bit of pipe. For the life of me, couldn't work out why on earth you'd want to do that, other than having multiple hoses off it leading in different directions. I have no idea what they would use it for. Just looked interesting. It's taken through a fence, some fence wire, hence the blurry crisscross shapes on the left and right. And just as I was leaving to go back to work, I spied the first ladybird of the season. It used to be a thing to do to write to the Times newspaper in London when the first cuckoo had been heard. So I thought that this was my equivalent, the first ladybird seen. Pretty active little thing it was, crawling at great pace of knots around that plant. That's my contribution for today, the 21st of September. I'm Gordon Smith, and if you'd like to send me some email, that can be done by using the address Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, gordon@las.new-england.net.au. Thanks for stopping by. I hope to find something interesting to photograph for you tomorrow. Bye for now.